write it for you. We'll just help you put it together. You have to make your own rules.
Also, I know my sister-in-law, when she was president of Accelerate, she's burdened by this. I know Evelyn will be doing the same. Your resource specialist should be designated to make sure the meetings are held. At least he's working for wages, but the president is not. So it would lift some kind of a burden off Evelyn and, well, all of you. You have to try to start a meeting and they don't respond. I just want to do that part to make it work.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, in case of we have a real good resource that's been real helpful. And they're doing that, but they can't make decisions. And if people don't listen to them, they're not good. And they can't change. They can't. The person that's responsible is the president, not the resource specialist. All the resource specialists can do is hang up notices, call people, go see them for them. They don't show up, they can't do anything more. They have no authority. Only the president has authority.
Yeah, they realize that. They realize that, but somebody's got to be responsible to do that.
But that's what they've been doing, and resource specialists have been doing that, especially in Dallas.
Well, they wanted to inform me, well, any IRA, what kind of new IRA proposal are there? I think, what would you say, you would look at what the Punani wanted to inform me about you? Well, I should have talked to me, because you might need to go, I need a sub of tea, to read me, what would you do, Tamil, you would look at, the ma, Tamil, and all that, how we're going to get the assistance. The IRA needs a proposal to us to run the, or take over helping the elders talking to you. We've been getting assistance from Vernetta on from Juanita, but the IRA wants to really get involved with the elders, our IRA here in Continue. And we're very thankful for that. So we instructed them to meet together to come up, because we want to continue using the senior center for potlucks and for meetings right now, or for that matter, some of the services they provide us. From Vernetta's office, we don't want to lose that, but we also want to take advantage of the IRA wanting to help us a lot here.
Leonard? We get five councils. Kasi mabigsehin niya ka, tupim doon na iwahin, kasi matira, kasi mawala ito, yung pahastaya kong si Wawali. Ang loob na si Upahastap, to my own respect, ko, kasi mabigsehin mo na, kupay lang na ako, tuwala na ako, yung loob na ako, tarnitin, suri, magpo, Mereka risau special lakak tu, nuna sedang. Mereka yang risau ni buat apa lah? Kau tu dah hanya aku, tu dah hanya aku. Tapi tu risau special lah, tapi aku tu nak apa? Tapi mesti tu mana? Tapi aku, kau yang risau tu, risau special lah. Kau yang dorang lepas tu, kangsi macam, kau yang dorang lepas tu. Tu bilang sih nyawa aku. को कनान की के सूट इन लगनी फ्लाई उसमें अपना ट्यूब ट्यूब तब रहा तय तो ना होता
for your famous term, every Tuesday, Mansam, no British, but you got him a last COVID, not a lot, my own. Now the Tulip got him with a rag of mold, got him my yard. Welcome, everybody.
अवनक्तनिक युवा फ्रेगोनि तुसा मटन ना फिक कसे मजा हो वो लेमी नन के बारे में तो रोना अवनक्त अल्लाह कसे मिल जा खामे ये तो लोड के ऊपर वो ली नन डालित अल्लाह अल्लाह ना कि any other Makudu is the top.
Can you bring your back there? Right. In your back there, good. Put the color. Can you see the lower over? In your back there, I can do. Say, I know, lovely, I don't matter, Nana. Put the color. In your back there, good. Okay, you got it.
Your responsibility now. The river comes to the road in the Pokanane, down the road. I'd like to do another Latin name to it in the back pit, it's in a pot, roll another Texapo, and I'd like to do it in the lean and it is up to it. Walked in the head and I'm a little निरात अगलतोट कसे मटे ब्लूइंचे मम्मी ना खा वो मलांग इन्हें स्कूल लगतोट दोबा बिसे बिसे लगा रहे हो
वालोजी वने अगलतोट अगलत भी चाहिए नहीं ना ये पर आज अभी सब अगलतोट तबको ऑर्गेनाइज तब लोगों के लिए कई उपस्थान हैं हैना एंड ब्रेडर
Paling kecil corong wanita saya kalau yang nanti, wah, mualak, hanya setia. Cuma saya, pasal betul ni saya bawa kamera, api sambil pisah lagi semua dah.
Oh, last year we missed, they got number one whole week. Oh, kami nak kembali lebih ayat.
Thank you all for understanding. You may not see me here next time. But
yeah.
There you go.
Makaru kok saya bayar nak tu deh. Kami siru dapat muna tiga. Beliau tak tersik, berpolo tak tersik tiga. Nalu kanik ini cerai nak guru, nak kita kami sekarang kelang ini nak guru ini cerai ini dia tak nak tak, kan itu. Karena kalau nak pendek nak tu, kalau kamu masuk masih buat kau itu itu lalak tak, macam tak.
But I would suggest that you take the two people that have to speak to you, you take care of them before lunch, or they don't have to come back.
Yeah.
And then we break.
Okay.
That's IRA and then Athens.
Oh, okay. That does it not really actually get?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Elders Council. Again, my name is Ian Ehrlich. I serve as Chairman of the Kotzebue IRA. It was interesting listening to you guys' meeting and some of the topics that were raised, and I can appreciate some of the concerns, especially like what Eugene Monroe raised about how Inupiaq today that can't speak their language have some other barriers that are related to that. It ties into part of what I wanted to speak to you guys about, in that back in the early days when you guys were younger, the government had a policy that was enforced through the BIA schools, which allowed enforcement of punishment for Inupiaq children. When they spoke their language, they could be punished. It was a policy that was enforced by the government. They allowed it to continue. And I don't know what measures were taken at the local level. I'm sure there were some, but to stop this kind of a policy. But it still had its effect. My mother, who was born in Chungnak and raised in the various villages in our area, was subject to those punishments if she spoke Inupiaq. And now, in raising her own children, we don't speak Inupiaq. And it's not of our own fault. A lot of it is the result of the kind of policies that the government pushed upon our people. And to some extent, it's the inability of our own people to stop that kind of a policy from having its effect. Today, we're facing a new type of a policy that the government is looking to impose upon tribes in Alaska. Congress is going to be debating, well, they won't even be debating now. It's already gone through the conference houses, and so it's going to be a yes or a no vote on January 20th on the omnibus spending bill. In this package is legislation that was slipped in by Senator Stevens, which would effectively start trying to terminate Alaska tribes. And so again, we're facing a new era where we have an opportunity to react in a way that would keep this type of a policy from having the negative impacts that we saw and we see today with our own language. Now it's an attack at the tribal level. The only thing I guess that I would ask of the Regional Elders Council is one, to be aware of the situation that's coming forth, and two, to support either yourself or support organizations that are going to work towards trying to keep the termination of tribes from occurring. I was lucky enough to travel with a small group to Washington, D.C. Just 9 days ago we left, and we met with a bunch of the Senate offices, and was able to tell them of our disagreements with this policies that are in the bill. A lot of the Senate offices that we met with were surprised that there were tribes that are opposed to this, because they thought that tribes in Alaska wanted regionalization of funding, and that they didn't mind being basically brought under the jurisdiction of the state of Alaska instead of the federal government. Our Alaska delegation, Senator Stevens, Senator Murkowski, and Congressman Don Young, have been telling other Senate offices that tribes in Alaska support regionalization. The Alaska Federation of Natives has been sending lobbyists down to Congress to help support this regionalization, because in another section of this spending bill, AFN, or ANCSA corporations, would become effectively just like tribes. And so they obviously stand to gain, and at the expense of the real tribes, they help push the idea to Congress that tribes in Alaska support this. Some Senate offices thought that ANCSA corporations were part of the tribe, and these are the Senate offices that deal with Indian affairs. So there is a large misunderstanding that needs to be corrected, but it's going to take a lot of work from the tribe side and from the tribal members side, and the best thing that can happen is to have all the support from the elders and from the tribal members to urge tribal governments and tribal members to educate not only Congress but the American public as to why tribes are important. And so I just wanted to at least inform the regional elders council that there is actually a strong likelihood that this bill is going to pass in another week. And when this bill does pass, if this bill passes, it will be a difficult time that we're going to have to work together. Not only the elders' councils, but the elders' councils needs to work with their IRAs, and the IRAs need to work with the nonprofit, and to as much extent possible, we need to work with the regional corporation to try to keep damage control on this effort. It would be a good idea if, again, maybe the regional elders' council would help, at least in support, through the means of a letter to the appropriate organizations, urging them to work together, and perhaps even try and revitalize the regional strategy meetings that used to occur back in the 80s and maybe even the early 90s. I remember attending several regional strategy meetings. And so when we were in D.C., they were asking about the regional strategy meetings because they said those were very effective. So down in Washington, D.C., they were impressed with our regional strategy meetings as a way to have legislation work in our favor, and they were curious where we were at with regional strategy. Unfortunately, we don't have those meetings anymore, but it would probably be a good idea and could help in a lot of ways to allow tribes to continue to exist to the greatest extent possible, so that someday, if perhaps 20, 30 years from now, we're not talking about the impacts of the loss of tribes in Alaska, like we could speak now about the impact of the loss of our language to some of our members. So if you guys could lend any support, even through letters and encouragement, that would be a great help. And I appreciate the chance to bring this issue to your guys' attention.
Chuck?
I'd like to... I understand what you're getting at. I know it's important. What we have tried to do set the example. I think the example for the IRAs in this region and every place else is to look at how we organize. You're able to sit here with all of the presidents of the elders' councils in this region. Why aren't you guys organized so you have a central organization that deals with outside politics? Because what you're trying to save is every village. And in order to do that, you've got to consolidate, organize for these efforts. And if, you know, you should be sitting at the table with the leaders committee that makes policies on a region-wide basis. The president of Manila, the president of Nana, the Romer. Because when we've tried to resurrect the regional strategy, some of us, we run into the problem with them not supporting it because of the cost. So they came up with an alternative message. The committee that deals with the region-wide issues. The problem is you're not at the table. And the reason you can't bring it to the table is because you have 11 heads. And they would have to bring 11 people to their meeting, and they only want one. And so you know, to let you guys do some of what Stevens is trying to force you to do, you can't effectively play the political game, even AFN is set up like that, you know, where they have a statewide organization made up of members from all these people, and Julie is in charge of taking care of problems in Washington. You've got to do that regionally and at the statewide level. You don't have to give up any sovereignty, and I don't know if you even can, but you can have these organizations working for you. Headed up by people who were elected to run those organizations. I think you have to do some of that work yourself. That aside, I think that you know, we can help support you if you would write us a letter, bring us a draft, so we can do something with it, because we have no staff. Mm-hmm. We work at the bridge of Nana. The point of one of the staff members is to help you support the elders, but it's, you know, it's not full time. Whenever her priorities don't get in the way of what we're asking for, and a lot of times because some of us volunteer to go help her, and that's how we work. So we need to have it set up for us. You come here and you make a request of us. Give us what you'd like in writing, a draft letter so that we can retype it and have the president sign it. That's the way you need to operate the best. So I'm not trying to put you down. I know what you're talking about. I support you with your efforts, but I was trying to put a context to it where we're at and where you are and where you need to be, I think, to play the political game in order to save the.
Okay. In shorter words than what John was trying to say, we support something being done on our behalf. And the letter would help us to some kind of resolution letter. And we have always approved something that is being done for our behalf. And I'm sure this is next. I'm pretty much aware of what's going on with the Bible about. Stephen thought there were too many titles.
Yeah.
We need to do his homework.
Yeah. I'm sure we can have a letter and the resolution in draft form presented for the regional elders committee. And I don't know if one should be sent to each of the individual village elders councils likewise. But just in a quick response to just a few things that were brought up in your comments was that if it could potentially impact the sovereignty of tribes, the objective of Section 112 of the Omnibus Spending Bill is to create a Justice Commission, which is not the same commission that AFN asked for. This commission was one that was proposed by Senator Stevens, which would work to create a model for a new form of government in the state of Alaska, which would take the policing, the court system, and the tribes under the jurisdiction of the state of Alaska. So that would be a direct attack on the sovereignty of tribes who enjoy a government-to-government relationship with the federal government, who also has trust responsibility protection through the federal government. And so it would be an attack on the sovereignty for tribes, and we appreciate you guys offered to support us.
We'll get an official letter to Raymond and then the draft resolution.
Okay.
Or just a letter. Or just a draft letter that he can sign. And we can talk about it. We need to change it. We can change it.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what, anybody else?
Asset. From C Coral.
Hello everybody. I'm Sikora Sukumek. I work for the North Antarctic World, and I'm so happy to be with you guys again. It's so good to listen to you guys again. So it's an honor to be here to talk to you today. His name is Lori Henry. That's Lori Baker, Marge Baker's daughter. She's been working with us real closely with the borough. And you guys, for many years, set the guidelines. People like me, people like Lori, Panyavlu, we can be your hands and we can be your feet to do all the work that you guys would like us to do. One of the things we are working on right now is helping to promote our Inupiaq values. It's really exciting to hear what's going on with our wellness, and we're going to jump on the bandwagon and we're going to help out as much as we possibly could to help our kids, our critiques, to succeed in life. The more things, the more positive things that our grandchildren and our kids have, the better off they are. We can't take it for granted anymore because we're losing a lot of people. I can't take it for granted that my daughter is going to know how to make okra. I can't take it for granted that she's going to know where to go out and get fresh ice for drinking water. We can't take those things for granted anymore. We have to. You guys have to teach our kids and teach us. Even if you can't do it yourself with your legs and your hands, people like me, people like Paniyavlu, people like Miss Molo back there, people like us can help you to deliver what you guys have to teach our people. One of the things that we're doing with this is with this little book here. I used to look at Sivanelvik years ago, and I used to use this as a reference. And it talks about assets. And assets really is, with this, is positive things a child need to succeed. The more positive things a child has, the better. Do our kids have a warm place to sleep at night? Do they get food? Do they get support? When they're doing something good at school, do you go to them and say, you know, you did real good today at school, or thank you so much for helping me do my dishes. Thank you so much for helping sweep my floor. Thank you for emptying the coat. Little things like that. We have to be thankful to our kids. So that's what we want to do, is really promote the positive things our kids need to be more successful. And like I said, we can't take it for granted anymore. We're losing our people. So what we want to do is really promote the good things that each of our children need. And we would like to use this program and the Inupiaq values. Right now, a lot of it, we're doing a lot with Inupiaq camp, with Camp Sivanelvik, with Inupiaq days, But any back days at school are what? Once, maybe a couple times a year. Any back day should be every day. Every day we should be teaching any back values to our kids. Not wait till the school or college say we're doing any back days. Can you go teach people how to set nets? These things need to be happening.